Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello everyone, welcome to the deep dive. It is just me, Chris Pajak, today, and I'm going to tell you what I believe Klopp's secret weapon in the title race with Pep Guardiola's Manchester City is going to be in this video today. And to do that, I'm going to look back a little bit at what's happened in the season so far with eyes on two sort of key things. I think the goals against Bournemouth probably sparked something into life with me. And, you know, seeing Cody Gakpo get that assist was one of the most important things, obviously, off the back of a week or so earlier where Darwin Nunez set up Cody Gakpo for a goal. I think you can already tell probably where this is heading. So we're going to start off by looking at the minutes that each Liverpool player has played so far in the Premier League this season versus the minutes that the Manchester City players have played. So as I say, this is Premier League only now. So what we've got here, we've got a list of Liverpool's players, a list of Manchester City players with the matches they've played, the starts, the minutes and the full 90s that they've played. It's a little bit of heavy looking, bit heavy reading, but if you're joining us on podcast, I'll do my best to try and explain what we're looking at to you. It should be totally fine to be ran as a podcast as well, which you can get on Acast if you're on YouTube and you're interested in getting our stuff as podcasts. So on the left-hand side, I've got Liverpool's players in the minutes that they've played. On the right-hand side of your screen, I've got Manchester City's players, the ages of those players and the minutes that those players have played. This is Premier League only right now, and I've sort of grouped it together. In minutes 1,500 to 2,000, Liverpool have had four players who've played in the Premier League between 1,500 and 2,000 minutes. Manchester City, the same. Four players that have played between 1,500 and 2,000 minutes. Mo Salah is the second top of all the players with 1,739 minutes played. Kyle Walker, nearing 34 years of age, has played 1,776 minutes, the most by any player in the two squads in the Premier League so far this season. The other top players for Liverpool, Mohamed Salah, Alisson, Virgil van Dijk and Dom Szoboszlai. That would probably be a lot higher up. But he featured him more whilst he's been injured. In terms of Manchester City's four players, we've got Kyle Walker, Alvarez, Ederson and Phil Foden. So both teams having a goalkeeper in their top minutes played. In terms of 1,000 to 1,500 minutes, we've got five Liverpool players. They are Trent Alexander-Arnold, Luis Diaz, Darwin Nunez, Alexis McAllister and Joe Gomez. And in terms of 1,000 to 1,500 for Manchester City, they've got a total of seven. They've got Rodri, Bernardo Silva, Ruben Diaz, Erling Haaland, Gvardiol, Akanji and Ake. And I think then what's really interesting is if we go a little bit further down, Liverpool have got nine players with 500 to 1,000 minutes versus Manchester City's three players with 500 to 1,000 minutes. And then if we go even lower down, 0 to 500 minutes, Liverpool have two players and Manchester City have 11. I'm just going to look at those Manchester City players right now. And you can see John Stones is one of them. You'd expect him to be further up. Rico Lewis, Matheus Nunes, Ortega, Bob Phillips, De Bruyne. You'd expect him to be higher up. Gomez, Laporte, Cole Palmer and McAtee as well. So these are players that aren't really part of the playing squad because of injuries in John Stones and Kevin De Bruyne's case. And probably a little bit down to trust with Pep Guardiola. Which is quite interesting, whereas Liverpool only have Harvey Elliott and Jarrell Kwanzaa, believe it or not, in terms of Premier League under 500. And then we're spreading the minutes around really well between that 500 to 1,000. Ibu, Gakpo, Matip, Jota, Robbo, injured obviously, Endo, Timokas, injured obviously, Kurt Jones and Ryan Gravenberch. And I think going into this season, I think probably most people would have thought that Manchester City were the most likely team to win the league, but Liverpool's squad was deeper than it's maybe ever been under Jurgen Klopp. In terms of when we won the Premier League, we probably had a group of 13 or 14 players that Klopp would generally pick from time and time again. This year, it feels closer to 16, 17, whereas Manchester City right now, you're looking at pretty much 11 or 12, 13 maybe, with John Stones and Kevin De Bruyne coming back in, who'll play a lot of the minutes. And this is off the back of a season whereby Manchester City were incredible and won pretty much everything last season and played loads and loads of minutes of football. So I'm going to move on to the all-comp stuff because, again, I think this is really interesting. And the gap, which is what I'm sort of trying to show you, is slightly bigger. In terms of 2,000-plus minute players in all comps, only Mo Salah for Liverpool. For Manchester City, it's Walker, it's Foden, it's Ederson, and it's Alvarez. In terms of then 1,500 to 2,000 minutes, Liverpool have nine, so slightly more. And we've got Alisson, Van Dijk, Trent, Szoboszlai, Nunes, Gomez, Diaz, Konate, and Alexi McAllister versus Manchester City's Rodri, Ruben Diaz, Akanji, Haaland, Gvardiol, Silva, Ake and Kovacic. And I think one of the things that's key to note here is Liverpool's three most minutes played in all comps are our three eldest players. You know, generally speaking, who play in the first team. Mo Salah at 31, Alisson at 31 and Virgil at 32. Over 30s for City, Kyle Walker is their top minutes played, Ederson. And then we've got late 29s, quite a few for them, Kovacic, Silva, Akanji's 28 and a half pretty much. So yeah, interesting there, I think. And then finally, if we go down, Manchester City versus Liverpool in this little sort of three columns here. Liverpool have nine players with 1,000 to 1,500. Man City, four. Then 500 to 1,000, two for Liverpool, three for City. 0 to 500, four for Liverpool, seven for City. So it kind of shows, again, if you just sort of look at the pure minutes, that Liverpool, maybe the thousands end there. So they're using maybe four players consistently more than maybe Manchester City. And I think this is borne out in the substitutes, to be honest with you. So I've done a little bit of analysis this season on subs. Now, the first two slides, the data was taken from fbref.com. In this slide, the data was taken from transfermarket.com. And you can see here, the fourth manager on the list, Jurgen Klopp, he's played 21 games. He's made 91 substitutes in those 21 Premier League games. And he's averaging 4.33 subs per 90. They've actually been involved with eight goals, those subs, and been involved in either assist or a goal in 16 games. If we just compare that to Pep Guardiola, he's played a game less, which I should say is interesting when you look at the Premier League and the all-comp stuff, because he's played a game less in the Premier League. He's played a few games less in total, because we've gone a little bit deeper. I think in total, Liverpool have played, I think it's 32 games to 30 in total. So Liverpool's minutes is probably looking a little bit more spread out around the squad, but we've actually played two games more than Manchester City, and we've not put people into the red zone quite as much. Only Mo Salah, who funnily enough is now injured, and he would have been our one player that you look who's playing too many minutes for his age, whereas City, as I mentioned before, have got five players over 2,000 minutes, four players over 2,000 minutes, or maybe the red danger zone. So I'm going to go back over to this subs page now. Pep Guardiola's substitutes have scored four goals and been directly involved in eight goals throughout the season. He has only made 56 substitutes in 20 games. So he could go in 21 games, so a maximum of 61, which would put us in 30 substitutes behind Jurgen Klopp. He's averaging 2.8 subs a game. If you think back to that City game against us, they didn't make a substitution against us. Again, does that show that he doesn't have the trust in his non-first team players? It certainly looks like that by the way that the minutes have been shared across 11 or 12 players, whereas Liverpool's minutes have been shared across maybe 17, 18, 19. And injuries play a part, and also different competitions play a part. Liverpool do go a little bit deeper in the Carabao Cup and stuff like that. So I wanted to look at it. In all comps this season, Liverpool have had 31 goal involvements from substitutes, 15 goals and 16 assists, which is mental. In terms of the last 4 years, I'm just going to go down this average subs per 90. Klopp in 2021, 2.74 subs per 90. In 2021-22, 2.92 subs per 90. Last season, 4.32 subs per 90. And this season, 4.33. So it's the highest substitution rate that Klopp has ever had. In terms of Guardiola, it looks like it's a trend that's continued for him, not trusting anyone that's not in his first team squad. So in 2021, 1.66 subs per 90. In 21-22, 2.08. In 22-23, 2.33. And it has gone up to a high over the last 4 years of 2.8. In terms of goal involvement so far in 23-24, we've had 16. Total last season was 16 in the Premier League. Season before that, 18. And the season before that, 15. So our substitutes are having a much better impact on games. Although the headline figure from 21-22 is too higher, this season you would expect the way it's going that we could hit that in the next game or two in the Premier League. In terms of Manchester City, 6 in 2021, 21-22 was 16 in total, 22-23 was 10, and this season so far half the amount of goal involvements from substitutes for Pep Guardiola than Jurgen Klopp. He's had 8, 4 goals, 4 assists. And for Liverpool, it's been 8 goals, 8 assists. So I do think that this is quite interesting, and I'm trying to show you a little bit of a pattern.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
But before I do that, I'm just going to go into some of the other stats that tell you why Liverpool are maybe top of the Premier League at the moment. Obviously, the matches played, the games won, the games drawn and the games lost has the biggest impact on this, and I know this. But I just wanted to sort of go down and go through. Well, if we rank the teams by expected goals, who is the highest? Then it's Liverpool, and then it's Chelsea, and then it's Newcastle, and then it's Manchester City. In terms of we rank the teams by expected goals against, Arsenal, 16.7, although Liverpool do have the best defensive record. Then it's Manchester City at 19. Then it's Liverpool at 24 expected goals against. Now, one of the reasons that Liverpool's expected goals against is we're outperforming it is that we've got the best goalkeeper in the world. So I think Alisson is making a massive difference to that expected goals against column, and we've got a little bit of proof in that. And there are other goalkeepers that are performing particularly well in that category as well. And just kind of try and look for the post-shot expected goals. So if we rank the teams now by post-shot expected goals, Arsenal are first with 15.9. Liverpool are second with 19.2, and then Manchester City at 19.7. The difference here is the up and minus. We've actually conceded 2.2 less than our expected goals, because in part because of our goalkeeper. Arsenal have the worst, which you would say is the worst goalkeeper pair from the three teams that I'm talking about. And Manchester City, Ederson not quite on the form that he's been in previous years, is ranking 2.3 goals more than expected against him, which is interesting. Again, points to Liverpool having the best goalkeeper in the world for me. I'm going to go down now and try and find some different stats all about the substitutions. And again, you can see here, where are we in terms of the league of how many subs we're actually making. So we're fourth. Brighton make the most subs with 98 so far. Burnley 95, Fulham 95, Liverpool 91. Where's the next big club? Tottenham 89, Manchester United 85, Arsenal 84, Manchester United and Arsenal completely middle of the road. Manchester City, 56 subs, bottom of the pile in terms of subs made. Obviously played a game less than most of the teams in the league. But Bournemouth, Luton, Brentford all played 20 games, many more subs. And the mins per sub as well. We're the third highest mins per sub. Obviously that's an average based on you might make a sub in the 90th minute, you might make a sub in the 55th, but our average is a little bit higher than everybody else's around us. Brighton highest with 25, Sheffield United 22, Liverpool 21. And this is the big key and the big sort of secret weapon that I see for Jurgen Klopp at the moment is he's got a lot of trust in his squad, and some of that is down to injuries and being sort of used in big games. And but that in and of itself gives Jurgen Klopp trust that these players can still do it, because we've seen with Conor Bradley, you know, that little performance against Arsenal, and you know, at the weekend against Bournemouth, all of a sudden you now trust Conor Bradley in almost any situation. You trust Joe Gomez to come in at left back, you trust him at right back, you trust Joao Quansa to come in midfield. The same thing might be happening with Bobby Clark in the midfield as well. We never know, we might see against Fulham tomorrow night. Against Norwich, the Kai Gordon comes in and gains a little bit of trust. Whereas Manchester City are going to the well with the same players over and over. And I think that's a consequence of them chasing. And I also think that's a consequence of injuries. But I also think it's a consequence of them not having as deep a squad as Liverpool have. I think their top players are just as good, you could argue, if not better than Liverpool's, because of the trophies that they've won in previous years and the consistencies, of course, of that team over the last 5 years or so. But Liverpool now have got a deep squad. And I think deeper than Manchester City. And Pep doesn't like changes. Pep likes his group of players, but he's running them to the ground. This is a long time that these players have been going to the well for Pep Guardiola. And Jurgen is starting to change that narrative, going from 2-point-something subs per game to 4-point-something subs per game in 2 years, trusting his squad. And when you are trying to compete for a quadruple, not the quadruple, then you are actually looking to try to gain an advantage, not just today, but in the future. Are your players going to be fitter at the end of the season, the business end of the season, when we really could be in a title race with Manchester City? And I think that's what Jurgen Klopp is doing. He's spinning his plates early, but he's spinning them. You've got to be spinning them for a long time. And there might be a point of the season where it is, this is the first 11. We're going to see it week in, week out, because we've got big games coming week in, week out. We've got a chance of trophies. But right now, we are seeing a good rotation of players consistently. And also, this is having an impact in the games. And so I'm just going to take you over to soccer stats now. And I did sort of talk about this a little bit on the podcast yesterday. And I just wanted to sort of draw your attention to this. Now, this is goals scored and goals conceded in 15-minute spells in the Premier League. Now, Liverpool, slow starters. In fact, we're actually conceding more goals in the first 15 minutes of games than we've scored. We've scored two, we've conceded three. But then every other sixth, Liverpool go 6-4 in our favour, 9-4 in our favour, 5-2 in our favour. And then the substitute time from 60 minutes onwards, we're 6-0 between 61 and 75 minutes, and we're 19-5 between 76 minutes and 90 minutes. And this is the area of the game, isn't it, where we're seeing more substitutes from Klopp. It's almost two substitutes on 60 at every single game at the moment. And that is a combined, in the last 30 minutes, a combined 25-5 goal difference. In the first half, we're 17-11. In the second half, we're 30-7. This is Premier League only, of course. Brilliant. Got a little verifying update there, so sorry about that. So then let's look at Manchester City's as well, because City don't have a sixth where they're worse than the other team. They're quick starters, 6-2 in the first 15, 7-2 in the second 15, 8-6 just before half-time. This is where Pep works his magic. He looks at the first half, I think, and then gives the players detailed instruction about how to go out and break the side down, maybe break their total sort of drive for the game. They're 7-0 in 46 to 60 minutes. Then it's 9-6 and 11-7. So 21-10 overall, 27-13 overall. We know we've got a better goal difference. We've only scored a goal less than them. I think we've conceded five goals less than them. Where does that rank us in terms of goals scored in the last 15 minutes against all the other big leagues then? Well, 19's the biggest in the final 15 minutes in England, in the Premier League. The biggest is 14 by Inter Milan, 14-0 in the last 15 minutes. So we're level with them on goal difference, but we score more goals. AS Roma 15-6 as well in Italy. In Spain, Barcelona very close to us, 18-5 in the last 15 minutes. And in Ligue 1, 11-3 to Paris Saint-Germain. In the Bundesliga, how are Bayern doing? 12-2 in the last 15 minutes. Let's have a look at Leverkusen, 8-1. Stuttgart scoring a few goals. And then the Primera Liga, nobody, apart from Sporting Braga, who get 18-4, get close to us. So in the last 15 minutes of games this season, the substitute time, the time when the results are quite often on the line, Liverpool are scoring more goals than anyone else in the top six leagues around Europe. And that is in part down to Jurgen Klopp rotating his squad. It is in part down to tactics and changing things at half-time, like he did at the weekend, where he moved Darwin from the left-hand side to Darwin through the middle. And this, I think, is Klopp's secret weapon. He is using his squad much better than Pep Guardiola is using his squad at the moment. And listen, we are in the lead, and it's working. And it's almost like, I can't liken it to Football Manager, but I'm going to liken it to Football Manager. When it's working in Footy Manager, it doesn't, you don't change. When it stops working, what do? You play your first 11, you try and do it, and it's simplistic, and I know, and it's not right for what football really is in real life for these top-tier managers, and I'm only sat behind a laptop looking at these types of things, of course. But for me, there really is something in this. We are hopefully going to be fitter and stronger towards the back end of the season under Jurgen Klopp than maybe Pep is going to be with his side. And there's going to be more trust, and there's going to be players back. The likes of world-class players that we've got out at the moment, I think Andy Robertson, Trent Alexander-Arnold, obviously two players. You know, we're going to be getting Thiago back for what that's worth. We're going to be hopefully getting Bacetic back at some point. We're going to be getting Kostas Tsimikas back at some point. We're going to be getting another world-class player back in Mo Salah. Like, yes, City have got players coming back too in John Stones. They've missed him. And Kevin De Bruyne, my word, any team in the world would miss Kevin De Bruyne. He might be the best footballer in the world. But we've got more of them. We've got more trust in our youth players, and we've got more trust in our squad players, and I just feel this could be Klopp's secret weapon. If you agree or disagree, let me know in the comments section, please. I look forward to the discourse, and don't forget to like the video. If you like this type of content, I do this every single Tuesday, normally with Josh Williams at Distance Covered, and I normally do a show on redmenplus.com. There's the entire back catalogue that you can go and check out there. You can use the code Klopp at the moment, and you'll get a free month if you're a club captain subscriber, so please go over to redmenplus.com and sign up. Ta-ra.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.